It was late one fall night at a fair down near town, when Esther first saw the Armenian man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of work on the curb, and the lights from the ride showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Girl, you can chop off my legs, and then peel off my socks if you want to, but I'd rather you took this old puppet from me than a hold in my tail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket, bewildered. Till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly, and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway, with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looking. To pacify the mob, biblical priest who spat, to wrangle, then to pull the frenzied congregation, struggled desperately to fetch their puppets, leather medals, the Esther's leather sacks. Through the window of the church, the storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance and out into the rainstorm, where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to lift. And she rose above the houses and the people and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills. And the valleys and treetops, they crumble and glide, swirling and turning, suspended on air. With the earth fall below them, they crumble and glide through the clouds. Thank you.
Swim. As the frosty water sank and spit her teeth in.